Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the fastest sports hour in radio. It's time once again for the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, Mike Gary, and I filling in for Fred, and Mike is there on hiatus. Hey, Mike Gary, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's so good. We are back. Lots of good stuff. Big show today.
Big, exciting show. Of course, we're going to talk about sports, news, and more. An anti-NFL billboard up to appear for the next 3 weeks near StubHub Center. Very interesting stuff. Also, in the news, ESPN host getting blasted for some comments she made on her Twitter account.
Exactly. Jemele Hill is facing all sorts of criticism, including from the White House themselves.
Oh, boy. Not good news for her. And the question of freedom of speech going to come up, I'm sure, at some point.
Absolutely.
Quarterback Andrew Luck, we're going to talk about that. Tim Montgomery talking about Josh Gordon to end his treatment soon. We're going to find out about that. And Harbaugh, the Danny Woodhead hamstring is going to be out at least 4 weeks.
That's a big issue. Danny Woodhead, full of grit, but we'll see. That's going to be a big, big loss for the Baltimore Ravens.
And have you ever made a mistake at work, buddy?
All the time.
Do you get caught on it?
Doing it right now.
Well, the Pro Football Hall of Fame accidentally nominated the wrong Steve Smith.
That's Steve Smith's a pretty common name. I can understand how that can happen.
Yeah, we'll find out about that. And the Steelers must bring back the Heinz Mystique. That's right. So much going on in the world of sports. Of course, Mike Gary, I'm Eric Hines. No relation, of course, to the Heinz Mystique. Well, I have my own kind of mystique.
Well, you are spicy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Heinz 57. Dodgers end their 11-game skid.
Finally.
Thank goodness. Yeah, we'll talk about that. And, of course, their 2018 schedule will be announced. And the Marlins slugger, Giancarlo Stanton, he hits home run number 54. Big news there. Also, the Cleveland Indians. Haven't we changed that yet?
That name is a little problematic, not as problematic as other teams, like the Washington Professional Football Team, but 21 consecutive wins, now a American League record.
For the Cleveland Native Americans, we're going to find out about that as well. Kevin Durant's Nike 10 final shoes is a reminder of the good and bad of 2016 and 2017.
No cupcakes here.
Yeah, I don't see red velvet there. And the Lakers are returned to retire Kobe Bryant's number 8 and 24 jerseys on December 18th.
An honor well-deserved.
Yeah, a lot of big stuff going on. So, guys, stick around. More great stuff coming up here on the Sports Lounge. Don't go anywhere. Mike Gary, Eric Hines filling in for Mr. Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. Don't go anywhere on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or a modeler, our Pro Plus Services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
To the Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Mike Gary and Eric Hines filling in for, of course, our good buddies Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. And Mike, of course, we were talking about NFL contracts. And I did not know this, aside from all my other sports acumen, I was not aware that these contracts, though they might get a contract for, let's say, $140 million, they're not actually guaranteed that money.
Exactly. I can't think of one single NFL contract that was fully guaranteed. They will offer you a signing bonus sometimes, and even that money is sometimes not guaranteed. For example, Ricky Williams. I remember the running back Ricky Williams. He left the NFL to pretty much explicitly smoke marijuana.
Wow.
But he got a $6.2 million signing bonus from the Saints. And when he walked away from the game, when he retired, they want that money back, and he has to pay that money.
Really?
Yep. He's got to write that check.
Whoa. Yep. That's rough, man.
It is rough. And like we said before the break, these guys have the shortest career. Like the average career for an NFL running back is 4 years. I mean, come on.
That's crazy. Of course, our good buddy Fred Dreyer was part of the big political movement and legal movement to get some of that money recompensed back to the players for head injuries.
Yeah, and that's what's interesting. This is like kind of an interesting factoid too. All this fine money that the NFL collects, you know, for vicious hits or all that money goes to a fund that will help retire players with medical costs and with retirement costs. Because, you know, people like from Fred's generation, they really didn't see the kind of money that these players see now, and also didn't have the kind of access to medical treatment that these players see now.
It was almost inverse. I mean, these guys had thinner helmets, less protection, but yet got smaller contracts and received more injuries.
That's true, Ian, but I know that I'm going to get angry emails. I think Fred might actually assault me for this, but nowadays, the actual athletes themselves are so much more fast and powerful than years ago.
They're like superhuman almost.
It is, yeah. And that's why I think that this issue with player safety in the NFL really... You can't compare eras because the athletes are so much better. These athletes train year round, unlike different sports. Like I know Fred played baseball in high school and in college. These guys are football all the time from age 9 on.
Born and bred.
Born and bred. They're in the weight room at age 11. They have, for example, defensive linemen, guys that are maybe 6'3", 3'10", running a 4.4 40.
Yeah. Right.
4.4 is a bit exaggeration, but maybe a 4.9 40.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these guys are running as fast as running backs did back in the 60s.
Unbelievable.
And the amount of trauma and collision. I just saw today, actually, the CFL, the Canadian Football League, has banned full contact practices.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't want to lose their investment.
They don't want to lose their investment. And then the teams see that it's just the team performs better when they have less reps during the week in full pads. I mean, in high school, I remember we were only allowed to practice, and I think this is a rule from the California State Athletic Commission, that you can only play practice and pads three times a week.
Really? Yeah, I remember we had Hell Week, which is probably the most extensive training we had in our pads was during Hell Week.
Yeah.
And that was a tough run. But, you know, as a young man, I remember one of the drills that I ran was with a guy named Dan Smith. And Dan Smith actually went on to play college football, semi-pro ball. And I remember getting stuck by Dan Smith. That's something you just don't forget.
Yeah.
You know, you literally feel your body lifting off the ground. You feel your body then slamming onto the ground. And then you kind of wake up a couple seconds later going, what the heck just happened?
Yeah. And imagine having that happen to you 40 times in a span of over 3 hours, like some of these linemen and running backs.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, I mean, the head injuries, the physical injuries, and these guys really bear the brunt of their sport. That's for sure.
Exactly. And so I think that the NFL and especially the Players Association, I mean, there will be labor strife coming up. I mean, yeah. Not only with salary, but also the league itself. I mean, we're seeing that the revenue, the television revenue, which is in the billions, is slightly decreasing. You know, you heard Fred and Mike talk about, you know, a couple weeks ago that this has to do with, you know, the politics surrounding the game and Kaepernick and all that. I don't believe that for one second. I think that's a complete red herring. I think it has mostly to do with technology, with cord cutting. Cable companies are losing subscribers by the hundreds of thousands a year, and people are just finding different ways to watch the games, which are immeasurable from a rating standpoint.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, a lot of people nowadays talk about TV ratings. TV ratings are maybe a one quarter of the total viewership that people are getting.
Yeah, I mean, DirecTV is offering a streaming package, and there's no way for metrics to do that. You have satellite radio where you can listen to any games that you want, wherever you are in the world, pretty much. Sketchy online streams that are, you know, semi-legal that you might not want to talk about on the air. But yeah, I mean, people are still watching the product. It's just they're not being counted.
I will tell you that as a young man, my grandparents live in San Mateo, and San Mateo is a small speakeasy town that's probably about 45 minutes away from San Francisco. And in that neighborhood lived a now legendary football player by the name of Jerry Rice.
Absolutely.
Jerry
Number 81.
Rice. I actually played with Jerry Rice's kids when I didn't know who Jerry Rice was. I didn't know who their dad was, but all I remember is that my buddy at the time said that his dad played football. And every time I go inside their house to visit, I always saw his dad on a Lazy Boy recliner, fully reclined, with his legs elevated and always laying in that chair. And I asked him, why is his dad always laying down? Because his dad was always on the rehab. He's always recovering from some injury, and in his off season would spend most of his time in that recliner relaxing and trying to rest up from injuries.
These guys take such a punishment. I mean, after week one, everybody's injured to some extent.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't go through a game unscathed in any way.
And, you know, I know that performance-enhancing drugs are explicitly banned from the sport, yet these guys are still able to get these huge physiques. I mean, these guys are comparing the body type to now vintage football, to these new players. I mean, they're almost entirely different people.
Exactly. I think it has a lot to do with, you know, the specialization, the amount of personal trainers. I think diet has become a huge, huge part of all of sports. I mean, lots of athletes say that they were able to increase their performance and have a longer career because of diet. I mean, I'm sure Fred's generation, those guys were drinking beers and eating cheeseburgers after the games, where now it's protein shakes. I mean, Tom Brady's got his own official line of supplements. But, I mean, guys are still getting popped for PEDs because, you know, I mean, you have such a brief window to make money in the NFL. Like we talked about, the careers are so short that you need to be successful right away and just get in and get out.
Well, and plus the definition of performance-enhancing drugs is kind of evolving, because as soon as they ban one method, then another method shows up and people use it for 6 months to a year.
Exactly. And some of these performance, I mean, I can understand steroids, metabolic and anabolic steroids, which are illegal, you know, because they're not FDA approved and all that. But there's plenty of stuff that's FDA approved and available for the public to consume.
Yeah.
But
stuff
still,
you buy GNC.
Yeah, and that's why some of these guys get caught, and, you know, they're oftentimes their defense is, look, I went to GNC, I bought this over the counter supplement. Deep in the list of ingredients was one of these substances that are on the banned list.
Yeah, on a micro level, it would have a banned list of substances.
Exactly, yeah. And in some cases that, you know, the compound can actually be synthesized in your body by different supplements together, and you have no idea that you're, you know, maliciously taking this thing. There's a school of thought out there. I want you to get your take on this real fast before the break. Just let them do whatever they want. Take whatever they want. I mean,
may the best man win.
May the best man. PED, may the best scientist win.
It's kind of what we got now. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, the amount of training. I remember, was it Rocky 3 or Rocky 4 when he goes up against the Russian?
Rocky 4.
And the training scene where they're showing the two guys training, and it kind of reminded me of football. It's like you got the one guy, you know, Rocky's doing his old training, running up the stairs. Then you have Dolph Lundgren, who's in this like super training.
The lab. He's got the lab. Like the pneumatic punching bag. bag, yeah. And Rocky's running up mountains carrying, like, you know, a tree trunk, and he's chopping down. He's hitting a huge truck tire with a sledgehammer. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Dolph Lundgren has Gorbachev looking over his shoulder.
He's got Gorbachev and Brigitte Nielsen. Don't forget about Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah, very cool stuff. Guys, stick around. More football news and so much more from the world of sports right here on the Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Be sure to check out the website, crntalk.com, for all things sports and news related. Of course, check out all of our programming right there at crntalk.com for a full list of programming. Just click on the programming schedule and tune in and stay with us all day right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Yeah.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know, you love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Mike Gary and Eric Hines filling in for the legendary Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. They will be returning with us next week, I believe. And we've been talking football so far. A lot of football news in the year today.
Yeah, I mean, a little ancillary stuff. Danny Woodhead, he's the gritty small receiver from the Baltimore Ravens. He's a former longtime Patriots, and then he was a Charger himself. Out in the hamstring, out 4 weeks. I'm sure that has fantasy implications for a lot of people. What are you going to do? E, let's get to this Jemele Hill story, and let's try not to get fired.
Yeah, this Jemele Hill story, of course, a lot of people talking about it. And it does it's sports, but it does tip on politics, of course, because of her comments. She made some recent comments via her private Twitter feed indicating that she actually made sentiments indicating that Donald Trump is a white supremacist.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think, just back up real fast, private Twitter feed might be a little bit of a misnomer because ESPN has been known, you know, to have written in their contracts that they will monitor social media feeds. And if people say something they don't like, they will take action. I mean, famously, Bill Simmons, who was with ESPN for a long time, he was one of their top guys. He was Grantland. Now he's parted acrimoniously from ESPN because of some comments that he made towards Roger Goodell and the NFL on Twitter. Now, I think that situation might be a little bit different because the NFL and ESPN are direct partners.
Yeah.
So let's get a little bit of background. Jemele Hill, she's a pretty talented writer. She came out of Detroit. She wrote for the Tampa Bay Times for a while. Started working for ESPN. Became very successful with the His and Hers television show and podcast with Michael Smith. And she's pretty outspoken. She's a young African-American woman, and she took to her personal Twitter feed to say that she believes that Donald Trump was elected in fact by white supremacy, and that Donald Trump was a white supremacist himself. After that, the tweets actually stayed up, but then she hasn't tweeted since, which is kind of a telltale sign that she has been suspended from Twitter by ESPN. Twitter hasn't suspended her, but ESPN pretty much said
no more tweets.
No more tweets.
Well, it's interesting also to note to indicate that Jemele Hill's original comment was actually a reply.
It was.
So she's getting now hammered for, at this point, you kind of want to tell her, Jemele, come on, couldn't you have created a fake account with a fake name that maybe wasn't tied to your actual name, your professional name?
That's probably the practical answer to this question, but I don't know if that's ethical. I mean, I can't speak for another person's ethics, but I think if someone, because Jemele Hill gets a lot of guff. She's a young woman. Always gets guff in the sports community, and she's a young African-American woman, and she's been quite outspoken about her support of Colin Kaepernick and about social issues surrounding sports in general. And so if you just read, when she's trending on Twitter, if you just happen to read her replies, there's no worse place of scum and villainy, really. And so, I mean, obviously, if people were harassing me on Twitter all the time solely because I'm an African-American woman, I would want to respond in kind sometimes too. And, it's not our place on this show to say whether or not what Donald Trump or anybody is a white supremacist or racist or anything like that. But it is a First Amendment issue. And also like ESPN's a private company, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
What I think, though, today was really amazing is that at the White House press briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was actually asked this question, did you see these comments from Jemele Hill regarding the president being a white supremacist? And she said she did. She found them disgusting and that it's a fireable offense. I have a hard time with a member of the presidential administration standing there and telling a private corporation to fire a private citizen.
I think exactly what you just said. I think it was actually a definite threat to ESPN to fire her. It was a direct request from ESPN.
It was. And there's been all sorts of, there's this big, big kind of rivalry right now between ESPN and Fox Sports One. They're the two big national TV networks. Fox Sports One is kind of, they are kind of a Fox News of sports. They employed Jason Whitlock. They employ Clay Travis. Both have been very outspoken against the issues that Jemele Hill carries about. I mean, Jason Whitlock is pretty much has a personal vendetta against Colin Kaepernick. And they stoked the fire a little bit. And, you know, so politics' point of view is going to be in any sort of media. I know ESPN really doesn't like it, but they kind of started it with this embrace debate by, you know, with Skip Bayless and all that. But it's just a really sticky situation. I believe in First Amendment rights. I also believe that any corporation has a right to do whatever they want with their employees as long as it's within the letter of the law. But also a lot of athletes and a lot of other journalists are standing up. There's, you know, I Stand With Jemele's trending on Twitter. Reggie Miller from TNT Sports is stood by her. It's just Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat. A lot of athletes. It's an interesting situation.
Well, just as a follow-up, professional baseball pitcher Curt Schilling and former analyst was fired from ESPN in May of 2016 over a demeaning anti-transgender Facebook post. So I think Fox pointed that out as showing that ESPN might have a double standard if they do not fire Janus.
Yeah, and Linda Cohn also a discipline for saying some stuff about politics as well. And also Hank Williams, who did the theme for Monday Night Football, which is also an ESPN property, both owned by the Disney Corporation, was let go for some anti-Obama comments. But yeah, it's a case-by-case basis. I know Curt Schilling was warned several times about offensive memes that he'd post on his Facebook account. I mean, it was kind of the last straw that really let him go. But yeah. I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble.
This is a tough one. This is definitely a tough one. Guys, stick around. More great sports news coming up here on the Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Mike Gary, I almost called you Michael Horn, and Eric Hines filling in for the boys. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Mike Gary and Eric Hines holding it down here. And, of course, all the sports news and more right here for you. And, of course, we broadcast here from Southern California. We are nationally broadcasted. But, you know, we are hometown boys. And, of course, our boys, the Dodgers, have seen better days. That's for sure.
Tough, tough times for the Dodgers. But maybe the tide has turned because last night the Dodgers have ended their 11-game skid, clinching a playoff berth. Home field advantage still up for grabs, though. Washington's coming on, and they have a 3-game series later on in the next week. And that could really determine the playoff seedings and home field advantage. The sketchy thing about this is that during this Dodgers slide, the only times they have won is when Kershaw has been pitching.
Yeah.
So you never want to see that. You want to see a little bit more a little bit more balance.
That's right. More balance in the force, that's for sure. It looks like the Dodgers are 2-1 when Kershaw's pitching and 0-15 when anybody else does.
Yeah, they haven't won a game started by another pitcher since August 25th. And, we'll see. I mean, and also Cleveland just amazing right now, 21 in a row. So it's such a long season. Like, if you compare this to the NFL, a 20-game winning streak or losing streak is comparable to a 2-game winning streak or losing streak in the NFL. Ugh. 16 games versus 162. Yeah. So, I mean, it's every day. And baseball players, they don't practice. That's the thing. During the season, there's no time. You're playing 5 games out of 7 days, 6 games out of 7 days.
Your game on Monday is practice for game.
That's exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's very, very hard to maintain the level of consistency over that long of a schedule. I really think they need to bring it back down to 154 games. That's how it was until the early 60s. And then, you know, the records will be relatively the same. But yeah, hopefully the Dodgers can really put it together. They messed with the lineup a little bit. They moved Puig up. He was batting sixth last night. Normally he's in the seventh or eighth hole, so they're trying to get a little bit more offense and early in the order. But yeah, it's starting pitching and bullpen. And also, you know, Mike Horn and I were talking about this the other night, that they brought back Andre Ethier and they brought back Adrian Gonzalez, and both have yet to really break through.
You know, and the hardest part about those kind of stats is that, you know, baseball is a family sport. You know, you bring your kids to the games and everyone enjoys having popcorn and sodas and cheering their favorite team. And when you have losing streaks like this, a lot of that is taken from the sales. That's for sure.
Yeah. The gate will suffer, but the Dodgers are printing money with their TV deal, with their Spectrum deal. And it's a lot of LA fans. You know, if you have DirecTV, you can't watch Dodger games in LA. And
that's terrible.
People really don't talk about it. It's been over 2 years. But yeah, they're raking it in. Amazing investment. They have made a lot of improvements to the game viewing experience since the ownership has changed. So I give kudos to them. Yeah, but we'll see. I mean, they will be in the playoffs, I'm sure. I mean, because they clinched the playoff berth, but hopefully they can turn it around and bring some momentum into the postseason.
We sure hope so, of course. I'm a big local boy, so I definitely am rooting for the Blue, but we'll see if we can pull it off. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of more baseball, Cleveland Indians, we talked about it right just a minute ago. American League record with 21 consecutive wins.
That's unbelievable, man.
That is pretty amazing. That's almost a month of constant winning. And I see if I can remember the stat off the top of my head. I heard it coming in. Run differential is like 162-37 over that streak.
My God!
And they're shutting people out. They shut out last night. Their pitching's been amazing. The home field advantage is great. Just an amazing, amazing story. And so we can see if they can get the overall record, which is 26 wins in a row, which is the MLB overall record.
Wow. They might be in it to win it then, it looks like. Wow.
Yeah, they're definitely on the upswing. I mean, the other American League teams, you know, people are talking about the Astros. The Astros are pretty good. We'll see. The Boston Red Sox are kind of on the slide, probably because of my comments towards them last week. But, yeah, it's an amazing story. The playoffs are going to be pretty fun this year.
Oh, it sounds like it, of course. I'm always one to look for another record to be broken, so we'll see if the Cleveland Indians can do it this year.
Absolutely, and the Dodgers' 2018 schedule has been announced. They will open the 2018 season at home with a four-game series against the hated San Francisco Giants.
That's right, the hated San Francisco Giants.
Big rivalry there.
Padres and D-backs before their first meeting of the season with the Rockies, so it looks like it's going to be an interesting lineup there.
Yeah, more MLB news. Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton hits number 54 against the Braves. It's 54 home runs. It's major league leading 54 home runs. I think Aaron Judge of the Yankees has 50. He's right on the heels right there. Stanton hit the home run off a rookie left-hander Max Fried in the first inning on Saturday night. The ball would have traveled 456 feet unimpeded.
Wow.
According to MLB Statcast.
Wow. Okay. So we got to keep an eye out for that as well.
So this is interesting, E. Let's get into this real fast. So this is I think every year a couple MLB player sluggers will get close to 50. This is the first time that a couple guys, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo, have passed 50 this early in the season. We all remember the 1998, the Sosa, McGuire, and later on Bonds, people just hitting home runs like crazy left and right. Turns out some of those home runs were pharmaceutically enhanced, might say.
Are they pulling them from the record then?
Oh, well, no, those records stand unless, it's a weird system they got. I mean, a lot of these players like Bonds, have been denied Hall of Fame entry, but officially, those records still stand. The 73 home runs that Bonds' record still stands, even though his head was the size of the moon Pluto. But a lot of people are saying that the ball is juiced, that the players aren't juiced necessarily, but the ball has more spring this season to encourage more power hitting.
Oh, interesting.
So we'll see if that, if any more information about that comes out.
They got a little flubber on that to outer skin there.
Yeah, and hard to say that people don't mind it. I mean, people love watching the long ball.
It makes the game more exciting. You bring your kids to the ballpark and you see a home run. It's definitely makes the day, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Home run!
Yeah, I mean, you can be down 11-1 and someone hits a solo home run in the top of the ninth. That meaningless, but it's still very exciting. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. Well, of course, for our listeners out there.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
At the Home Depot, we're pouring more into paint. And right now, we're giving more to pros. For 1 week only, all Pro Extra members receive up to 30% off paint stains and primers from top brands like Behr and Kilz. Savings like that, you can take to the bank. Literally. Unbelievable quality. Unbeatable prices. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid September 11th through 17th. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount. See store for details.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the fastest sports hour in radio. Welcome to the Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Michael Gary, Eric Hines, filling in for Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer, who are out on assignment. And of course, I wonder what Fred Dreyer does in his off season when he's not doing the show.
I think he's eating salmon and steamed vegetables.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah, that's why he stays so svelte.
Goji berries is another one.
Yeah, that's goji berries.
Of course, we just reported
Tootsie Rolls too.
That's in the Kit Kat bars. Yeah. Well, that's right. Sharing with a friend. Lakers are retiring Kobe Bryant's number 8 and 24 jerseys. We did talk about that December 18th. And you were mentioning that the price for tickets skyrocketed to that particular game.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, I went to the Shaquille O'Neal jerseys retirement and celebration in 2013. And luckily, I bought those tickets before it was actually announced. And so that was quite an experience.
Did you hear it through the grapevine that Shaquille was going to be retiring?
No. He retired a couple seasons before. I believe he retired in 2011, I want to say. And it was, I bought these tickets at the start of the season because I thought it would be a good opportunity to purchase early, and I really didn't really
care. Dates worked out.
Yeah, it was against the Rockets, as an interconference rival. But that was an amazing experience because all these players came out, and Jeannie Buss gave a great speech about how Shaq will be a Laker for life and all that. So that was a very special, because I loved the Lakers so much. I just loved the Lakers. I love the pageantry. I love the class organization, how they take care of their players. Everybody was really mad that they gave Kobe such a huge contract when he was obviously on his way out, but I was fine with it. They have all the money in the world. And also, it's a good incentive to other free agents out there that if you come to the Lakers and you stay for your career, if you show the kind of dedication and commitment to craft that Kobe did over the years, you will be rewarded.
Oh, the Lakers are the crown jewel of the NBA. I got to say it for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Especially with, it used to be the Knicks and the Lakers and the Celtics were all kind of at the top of the pinnacle right now. And the Celtics have definitely done a lot to rebrand themselves, even though they're dirty cheaters like we talked about.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But the poor Knicks, though. I mean,
what happened to the Knicks?
I feel so bad for the Knicks. I mean, it's systemic. It's the ownership. James Dolan. He hired personal friends of his to run the team. It really didn't work out. He gave Isaiah Thomas really too much time to change the franchise around. And then most recently, the Phil Jackson debacle, where he brought in Phil Jackson, gave him a 5-year, $25 million deal to pretty much be president of the team. He's gone after 2 years.
Yeah, it's not good. It's a shakeup. Well, growing up in high school, I grew up during the Michael Jordan era of the Bulls. And I got to tell you, when it came to basketball, there was no greater matchup than the Lakers versus the Bulls because you got two teams you absolutely loved. I loved watching the Lakers and I loved watching the Bulls play.
It was an amazing time. I remember that too. I was pretty young, but that's really when my NBA fandom started because you had Michael Jordan, inarguably the greatest player of all time.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, taking the reins pretty much from Magic Johnson, who dominated the 80s, him and Bird together. But I have to say Magic Johnson was a better player than Bird. I think Bird would say that himself. And then the torch being passed. And Michael Jordan is just such an amazing sports figure. He's an amazing enigma. He's the most probably driven and competitive person ever. And when you're watching that as a kid, to see that will being displayed on the basketball court, It was amazing.
He was a consummate basketball professional, both on the court and off.
There's all sorts of I don't know, all this what I'm saying right now is allegedly. So out there, when you're a hyper nothing like that. I mean, the thing about Michael Jordan though is he probably has the if you wanted to sculpt a basketball player, you'd sculpt him. I mean, people say, oh, you want a 7-footer. No, you want a 6'6", 212 guy who can jump out the gym, who's got hands the size of ashtrays, who's got arms a little bit longer than for the frame, and just the competitiveness. And that competitiveness really is what made him successful, but it's also one of his great faults, because he was not very sympathetic to teammates. He was not very sympathetic to anybody he felt that wasn't giving 110% all the time.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, there's the rumors that when he took the sabbatical to play baseball, that maybe, perhaps, allegedly, I'm putting air quotes up right now, that it might have been an under-the-table suspension for gambling.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
really?
I mean, that's been talked about in NBA circles for a long time. Never acknowledged, never admitted.
They don't want to lose their star moneymaker.
Yeah, that's true. But the stories about MJ and gambling are absolutely legendary.
Really?
We're talking about, you know, in Atlantic City till 4 in the morning that before a playoff game. We're talking about $2 million bets on the golf course.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
It's an amazing – he's an amazing individual in more ways than one.
Yeah,
let me just
absolutely,
say that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I love watching him play. And you know what? The thing about Michael Jordan that will always be legendary is, of course, Nike Air Jordans.
Absolutely.
You know, you still – some of the retro versions sell for as much as $4,000 if you have in-box Jordans from the 80s. You are definitely.
And the thing about the Jordan brand too is that they keep making him long after he's out of the game.
But he hasn't played in 15 years.
15 years, and I think they're up to Jordan 31s now.
Yeah, they sure are.
And that's not even counting the special editions, and not even counting the other players in his brand. For example, Chris Paul plays in the Jordan brand. Russell Westbrook recently, just I think yesterday, signed a new extension to stay with Jordan brand, making him the highest paid Jordan brand athlete.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. That's amazing. Yeah, the Jordan 31s, I think if you wanted to go to Foot Locker right now or any of your local shoe stores, they're still selling for above $200.
Yeah.
Above the
$200. Oh, yeah, but if you want to get a limited edition like Jordan 6s and kind of a custom color, you can spend thousands of dollars.
Yeah, unbelievable. I actually did a story where I guess apparently he gave some of his shoes, I think it was to Drake and the Drake crew, and those shoes alone were tens of thousands of dollars because of what they were. They're prototypes and everything.
Yeah, the progeny, you know, you combine Drake and combined Jordan, that's you're going to sell a lot of sneakers. You're certainly going to sell a lot more than those trash sneakers that Steph Curry are wearing.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk more about shoes, because Kevin Durant's Nike KD 10 final shoes are a reminder of the good and the bad.
Well, good if you're a Warriors fan, bad if you're the rest of the league, because it seems like he's still got a big chip on his shoulder. He's still motivated to really put in work next season. But we'll talk about that after the break.
Absolutely, guys. Stick around. More great stuff coming up here in the Sports Lounge. Final segment, more on CRN Digital Talk Radio. If you have any updates or news stories you want to send to us, go to info@crntalk.com. Let us know what you think right there at info@crntalk.com. Michael, Gary, Eric Hines, we will be back on the Sports Lounge. In our Sports Lounge Minute, we have a very special announcement. We do have our in-house boxing expert, Jose Armana, along with Mike Garrett, going to talk about the Canelo Alvarez fight debacle. What's going on, guys?
Well, we're all very excited to be here, and the big day is finally upon us.
Triple G versus Alvarez.
Boxing fans all over the world have been anticipating this day for years, and we're finally going to see the showdown between two of arguably the best boxers of our time.
And both in their prime, unlike Mayweather, who ducked both those guys for years.
Middleweight champions, both of them are very vicious, both of them very respectable. Triple G having won 37 victories by way of knockout. And, of course, Canelo taking, 46 of those. So it's going to be very exciting, and just a lot of hype going on right now in the boxing world.
And I think this is going to be an action-packed fight. I think there's not going to be a lot of defense going on here. These guys are sluggers, both have great power, both are amazing warriors. And so it's going to be a very exciting fight. I think it's going to be quite more exciting than the last Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Exactly. The boxing world needs this to happen after what just previously took place, which was very entertaining, but if some of the legitimate boxing fans felt like it took away from the sport and the art of, you know,
more of a sideshow.
Exactly, exactly. A sideshow. Yeah. Circus, you might say.
Yeah. Circus.
So you got money on going on any of these guys, Jose?
We have big money. We can't say who on the airways because it might affect the outcome of the fight.
The odds might shift. Yeah, you don't want to push that line.
But of course, T-Mobile Arena sold out in Vegas, of course, as you could anticipate. So it's just very exciting. We're all waiting. And, Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 9 p.m. Pacific.
Great. Sounds good, guys. Of course, for our Boxing Minute, thank you, Jose, for joining us. And stay tuned for more right here on the Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Everybody to the Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Mike Gary, Eric Hines here. And, of course, final segment, but of course, we always have the most important and most intriguing stories for the wrap up. Mike, what you got?
Yeah. We're going to talk about Kevin Durant's new Nike KD10 Finals shoes. It's a reminder of the good and bad of 2016, like you said before. Golden State Warriors All-Star Kevin Durant has been making statements with his apparel all summer, and his Nike KD10 final shoes released Tuesday keep up the conversation. Last month, Durant released a new color for his KD10 surrounded by red and velvet cupcakes. This is a reference to the moniker gave to him by former teammate Russell Westbrook. And that might be fake news. I actually think it was the fans themselves that
called him red velvet. Yeah. I think Russell just kind of pulled it out from the ether. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been reported that those two haven't spoken since KD. Auspiciously left Oklahoma City for the Golden State Warriors, but they'll work it out. They're young guys. They'll figure it out. The new shoe offers a message to Durant's critics who named him Finals MVP. But hey, what the shoe? The insole features a series of critiques and names directed at him since he left the Oklahoma City Thunder to join Warriors in 2016.
Really? That's kind of cool. I mean,
I think it's cool. I mean, it's on the sole, so it's not like it's like, you know, it's out there for everybody to see all the time.
Yeah.
But
That's kind of a rare thing to see on the bottom of a shoe.
But he did take a lot of heat for his move from OKC to Golden State. People called him a front runner. I mean, Skip Bayless was very, very angry about that. But it was his prerogative, and it obviously worked out because he won a championship, signed a fat extension, and is now, he's one of, I believe, Nike's top-selling brand is the KDs.
KDs, I can imagine. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I haven't been to a Foot Locker in some time, but all this talk about sports shoes makes me want to go try on a pair and see how I look.
The sneaker culture. I mean, it's the sneaker culture and sports culture go hand in hand. And so, yeah, I mean, and people will talk about these KD10s. Maybe we talked about the Jordan brand earlier in the show, but like we were talking about Jordan, how he was such a great basketball player and so great for the league, but he was so great for Nike and for shoehead culture in general.
I think he probably made Nike the most money out of any athlete of all time.
Yeah, and they rewarded him by giving him his own brand and his own, like, where he can reap a greater percentage of the profits and sign his own athletes, like we talked about earlier.
He basically has creative control of the Jordan brand.
Yeah, and he takes that very seriously. I mean, he said to personally have some design influence in every model that they release.
Yeah, he's good. Jordans are cool-looking shoes, I got to tell you. You know, maybe it's my physique. Maybe it's my style choices for the rest of my clothing. But I never look good in a pair of Jordans.
Yeah, it's hard to pull off. I mean, you have to really have the right socks with it.
You got to have the right socks and shorts.
I think, sadly, it looks better nowadays with skinny jeans. It doesn't really work if you have a more straight-legged or a boot cut or a baggy jean.
This is true.
But they are very comfortable, though. A lot of people in the restaurant business will spend, people that are on their feet a lot, will spend a premium to get some real nice basketball shoes because of the amount of cushioning.
Well, I remember the first when I started having problems with my legs and my knees and stuff. I got a pair of Air Maxes, and boy, the difference was night and day, boy.
It
was like literally walking on air.
Absolutely, I had some Air Maxes during we talked about Hell Week before football during Hell Week, and anybody that knows about two-day practices during the summertime, the first practice is all conditioning, all running and stuff like that, and so you're usually running up running on road, you're running up the grandstands, you're not in cleats for that. And you really notice the difference afterwards. You do your morning workout in the Air Max, and then you do your afternoon workout in cleats. Woo! There's a difference.
Did you ever show up late to practice and have to do barrel rolls?
Not barrel. Well, no. our punishment was usually up downs.
Oh boy, up downs.
Or the bear crawl.
Oh, the bear crawl, KT. We had to do barrel rolls, which is basically you laid vertically and had to roll from one end of the field to the other. For anybody out there as a kid who used to spin in circles and then stop and get sick, that's essentially what you're doing the whole way to the end of the field.
Oh, that does not sound fun. We did gassers too, where you'd run from sideline to sideline to sideline.
Oh gosh.
Not fun at all, but no. You know, it's one of those things while you're doing it, you're like, this is awful, but years later you're like, yeah.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, those are the days.
Made me a man.
Glory days. Get off my lawn.
Let's talk about glory days, guys. Be sure to check out the website if you missed any portion of this glorious show. CRNtalk.com. Archives and links to all your favorite shows from Michael Gary, Michael Horn, and the legendary Fred Dreyer. Our producer, Courtney Gadara. See you next week, everybody.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Michael Gary, Eric Hines, filling in for Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. Mike G, thank you for joining me on this action-packed show today, buddy.
It's my pleasure. I love doing this show. It's so great. I know we can't do it as well as Fred and Mike, but we try.
Well, and of course, not done yet. We still have a couple minutes, and I want to talk about the big news, this Triple G versus Canelo prize money, and how much of the purse will the winner get? Of course, a lot of people are going to be tuning in to catch this. It's going to be a legitimate sportsman's match of boxing that we've all been waiting for. And how much do you think of these guys are going to see after? It's, what, $100 million?
$100 million, both. both fighters, Canelo and Triple G, are both guaranteed $15 million base price.
Okay.
But that's all dependent on PPV buys, the gate, and all sorts of the ancillary profits. But they're expecting, projecting $100 million could be generated from pay-per-view buys alone, and 60% of will be set aside for both those gentlemen.
Wow. So they get 60% of the purse on that.
60%, so 30% each.
That's an amazing amount of money, and these guys obviously earned it by getting slugged in the face hundreds of times during a match.
It is. It's an interesting profession that these gentlemen have chosen to sacrifice, long-term health effects down the road. I mean, we've all seen it, but that's a big chunk of change, and it's going to take care of their families for generations.
It will be taking place at the new T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas coming up Saturday. Golovkin will put his WBA, WBC, and IBF middleweight titles on the line.
I like this a little bit of shade that Triple G gave towards Mayweather. Said, this fight with Canelo is important for boxing. It's a true fight.
True fight.
Is that shade, Jose?
I mean, I think it's normal. I would say the same thing if I was him.
Yeah. But, Golovkin said that at the press conference before the fight. And, of course, a lot of people are commenting that the last Mayweather fight, of course, was a little bit of a sideshow.
It was. I mean, I think more so the build-up to the fight and the way that the fight was promoted. The fight itself was actually fine. I mean, it did definitely expose McGregor, of not being a true boxer. But
yeah.
Yeah, the sideshow aspect was a bit much, and the rhetoric from both sides was a little bit heated, and so it's nice to see an actual true boxing match.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and all of our listeners out there, if you're tuning in, be sure to check it out, and let us know. Send us your thoughts about the fight at info@crntalk.com. For Mike Gary, for Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, I'm Eric Hines. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today on the Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio.